Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to Breakfast Briefing here on News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, the 9th of August. I hope you're well. Coming up.
She hasn't done an interview. She can't do an interview. She's barely competent.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris agree to TV debate and one dead after a horror crash in Mayo. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have agreed to a televised debate, the first between the two presidential nominees. It'll take place on the 10th of September on the US network ABC. Mr. Trump says he's also proposed two additional debates next month on different TV networks, which his rival says she's open to. Donald Trump says the onus is now on Kamala Harris and her team.
The other side has to agree to the terms. They may or may not agree. I don't know if they're going to agree. She hasn't done an interview. She can't do an interview. She's barely competent. But I look forward to the debates because I think we have to set the record straight.
A woman in her 60s has died in a two-car collision in County Mayo. It happened on the N59 in Newport yesterday afternoon. Six other people, including two other occupants of the same vehicle, a man and a woman, were taken to Mayo University Hospital for treatment for serious injuries. Four occupants of the second vehicle were also taken to the same hospital with injuries that are understood to be non-life-threatening. Racism, discrimination and bullying are just some of the issues affecting children in schools. The Ombudsman for Children's Office has commissioned a survey to mark its 20th anniversary. It found 36% of secondary school children experienced discrimination and 15% experienced racism. The study also found students wanted more education on these issues and greater consequences when they happen. Children's Ombudsman Dr. Niall Muldoon says the cost of living also featured prominently in the survey.
I was surprised by the fact that the top issue for children and young people was cost of living, and also the third issue was housing in the future. So it sort of shows an example that children are really anxious about what they're hearing around them and about the environment that they think they're going to go into as adults. And that really is concerning for me. That sort of shows that they can't hide from what's going on in the current environment.
More protests are planned across the north today after riots over the past week. Four men are due before Belfast Magistrates Court today in relation to recent public order incidents. Justice Minister Helen McEntee says anyone who travelled over the border and took part in riots in Belfast will be caught and prosecuted. Sinn Féin Justice spokesperson Pat Daly is welcoming cooperation between Gardaí and the PSNI to identify if anyone from the Republic was involved in criminal behaviour.
I encourage and I support any contact or continuing contact between the PSNI and the Garda Síochána in order to stamp out any criminal activity and racism, violence and intimidation that took place in Belfast last weekend. Those responsible for the violence are racists, in my opinion.
The US, Qatar and Egypt have called for Israel and Hamas to resume ceasefire negotiations next week. The three mediating countries for the conflict in Gaza have suggested the talks over a framework agreement are held in Doha or Cairo on the 15th of August. Israel has agreed to attend, but there's been no comment so far from Hamas. More and more people are taking out car loans. Drawdown of car loans reached a record high in the first 3 months of this year. The Banking and Payments Federation says over 16,000 car loans worth €208 million were taken out. The BPFI's head of sector research and analysis, Anthony O'Brien, says many drivers need loans to pay for cars.
It's very important in terms of when people are buying a car. It's a major purchase for anybody. Some people are lucky enough to have savings that they can draw on, and we know a lot of people do that. But a lot of people do need support in terms of finance in other areas. So, and many of them will take out a loan or credit in some forms. It might be a personal loan. It might be some sort of hire purchase or secured credit, like a personal contract plan. And people do need that support.
Two astronauts who are stuck on the International Space Station may not be able to return to Earth until next year. NASA and Boeing have tried to bring the astronauts home three times on the Starliner capsule, but some NASA staff have concerns over its safety. The US Space Agency is considering whether to send the two back on a craft belonging to SpaceX, Elon Musk's company. Science and space communicator Dr. Niamh Shaw says there are a number of options open to NASA.
There's kind of two choices here. Either Sonny and Butch come back down on the Starliner, and that needs to happen pretty soon because it's taking up a port, the docking port for the Crew 9 mission on that Crew Dragon whenever that happens. And it's scheduled at the moment to happen at the end of August or early September. So something has to happen in the next week.
In entertainment news, the mayor of London insists Taylor Swift's concert at Wembley will go ahead after a foiled terror plot in Austria. It's understood the UK's counter-terror police have asked authorities in Vienna for intelligence about the attempted attack. Meanwhile, fans gathered on the streets of the Austrian capital after the gigs were called off at the last minute. They decided to put on their own Eras tour, singing hits including I Knew You Were Trouble and Shake It Off. And in sport at the Olympics, Daniel Whiffen begins his quest for a third Olympic medal in rather unusual surroundings this morning. He's among 31 athletes tackling the men's marathon swim in the Seine. A grueling 10-kilometre swim gets underway at 6:30 this morning. And Rashida Adelecki makes history tonight, becoming the first Irish athlete to compete in an Olympic sprint final. The Tala native is drawn in lane 4 for the final of the women's 400 metres. That's due on the track at 7 p.m. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.